I'd like to share with you some thoughts I had on a question which my wife asked me tonight. She asked me, and the question does ring a bell somewhat, but she asked me the question that why are we saying Slichus as Hakdama to Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, we don't mention anything about something that we did wrong. Rosh Hashanah is really all about Malchus being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not really about us. We don't even mention anything about our Chatoim. We don't say Vidu and Rosh Hashanah. Even when we mention Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha, so we're not even referring to ourselves. We're referring to our forefathers. Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech Elohato. We only have you as a king. So we're trying to avoid so much on Rosh Hashanah, mention of Chet. So it's all about Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how is this a lead up to Rosh Hashanah? How is Slichus a lead up to Rosh Hashanah? So I was thinking perhaps to understand a little bit why it is Bechlal that we're starting Slichus on Matzei Shabbos. We always start Slichus on Matzei Shabbos. Slichus has to be a minimum of 3 days. So that we understand that, for example, this year, because Rosh Hashanah starts at the beginning of the week, so we have to scale back all the way to a week beforehand. So we have a week plus of Slichus so that it starts on a Matzei Shabbos. What's so important about starting Slichus on a Matzei Shabbos? So one pshat that's brought down, the Yalkut Yoisha brings down a pshat. He says the reason is because a person has to say Slichus mitoich simcha. People can get somewhat depressed when people start saying, oh, well, the things they did wrong. So on a Matzei Shabbos, where you're coming out of Shabbos, you're in your big day Shabbos, your macholam of Shabbos, he says, certainly people learned on Shabbos, so they have the Simchas HaTorah, they have the Simcha of Shabbos. Then they can go into the Slichus with the right mindset, with the right mind frame. They're going to be happy. And that's why we dafka start on Matzei Shabbos, so that it shouldn't, chas v'shalom, tamper with a person's equilibrium. I was thinking perhaps another pshat, that it's brought down on Matzei Shabbos, Eliyahu HaNavi goes to Shamayim, and he mentions all of the Maisim Tovim of all of the Yidden. Eliyahu HaNavi Zachul HaTov goes to Shamayim, and he talks in Shamayim about all the good things that Yidden do. So not only are we Smechim, but in Shamayim also they're Smechim. We want to start approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a time when in Shamayim they're thinking positive about the Yidden. So that's why we start Dafko Matzei Shabbos. I was thinking a third reason. Why are we starting Slichus Matzei Shabbos? Matzei Shabbos in Avdolah, we say, Amavdil ben Kodesh l'chol, ben Or l'choyshech, ben Yisrael la'amim. Amavdil ben Yisrael la'amim. And Avdolah is meant to be a focus on ben Yisrael la'amim. The idea of the Yayin of Havdalah, Yayin is Gematria 70. It's connected to 70 Umos HaOlam. Ben Yisrael La'amin. There's a big difference between the Yidden and the Goyim. Yidden Hashoyim HaShabbos, Goyim HaNat. But there's another Bechina of a difference between a Yid and a Goy. Ki Lashem HaMelucha UMoishel BaGoyim. The Goyim explains, what's the difference between Ki Lashem HaMelucha? We're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech. Umoishel Bagoyim. By the Goyim is a Moishel. Explains the Goyim. The difference between a Melech and a Moishel is a Melech, the people accept him as king. The people coronate him. The people appreciate him. A Moishel is a dictator. So Klal Yisrael is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Lashem HaMelucha. Umoishel Bagoyim. The Goyim, Hashem rules them, but not on their wishes. They're running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not. They haven't accepted HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. By us, we're Mamlech Hashem. And perhaps Matzei Shabbos is the time when it brings out the most. Hamavdil ben Yisrael lo amin. It brings out the most this Bechina of Klal Yisrael. The Bechina that Klal Yisrael is being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps that's the reason why we dafka say Slichus at night. The other days of Slichus, we start in the morning. Why are we saying Slichus at night? The reason is because perhaps we're looking for the earliest opportunity for us to say slichas. We're being mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. We're leaning into the relationship. We're leaning forward to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not running away. We're looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want this relationship. We understand that a relationship has expectations, and maybe we haven't done as good as we're supposed to. We understand a relationship means that sometimes we've done wrong. That's what it means to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pizman we're going to say tonight starts B'moitzoi Menucha Kidamnucha Techina, which means Kidamnucha Techilo is we've come close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matzi Menucha, we're being Makdim. We're like coming as fast as we can to be able to embrace this relationship with Borei Olam. So perhaps this is how it's hakdama to being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu means I understand I'm in a relationship with Hashem. And a relationship has expectations. True, on Rosh Hashanah, our focus is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as a hakdama, preparation to that, is realize that we're not running away. We're leaning into this relationship with Hashem. And when a person says slichos, he's saying slichos because he wants to. And it's very important for a person to realize that if the slichos are something that he feels he's being forced to do, and he feels that it's a burden on him, so he's missing the whole difference between being a yid and a goy. It's we're being mamlech Yu Hashem. We're leaning in. We're embracing. The Ibn Ezra is very critical of the fact that we have this piyutim that we don't know what he's talking about. So much in the piyutim are so difficult. It's so mystical. It's so poetic. It's so hard to understand. And he questions why it is that way, Bechlal. And the Mefarshim say different reasons. Perhaps it was because we didn't want that the goyim should take some of the language that we use and apply it to their chas v'shalom, to their avodah zaras. So we did it in a way that it's not understandable. It's not translatable. But it just makes it so much harder for us. So how do we say these piyutim with feeling? The son of the Shlo writes in the Sefer that I made a tikkun gadol. My tikkun gadol was that I made sheyimtza asufos asufos sheyilmedu hatfilos. They should learn the tefilos. People should know what they're saying in order that they should be able to daven with more kavana. And that's definitely something that people should try to do. At the same time, the yeshiva has taken on the minhag after speaking to Gedolei Yisrael that we should say less of the slichos, not in order that it should be shorter, but in order that a person should be able to focus and try to connect with what he's saying. The words are very meaningful. They're mystical. Even if you don't know, Rabbi Lazar HaKali wrote these words. It's brought down by people who said they witnessed it themselves. He was in a forest, and he was surrounded by fire as he wrote these words, Baruch HaKodesh, the words he heard straight from the Malachim. These are very, very special words. And even if we don't know what they mean, but just saying the words has an effect. But for sure, if a person can try a little bit b'kavana, the parts that we do understand, the parts that we can interpret, let's try our hardest to daven in a way that we're leaning into the relationship. That is what slichas is supposed to be. It's supposed to be something that a person realizes, I want to do this. I want to get closer to Hashem. I want to spend a little extra time with a little extra tefillah because I want to spend a little more time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's brought down. Sometimes people can think, perhaps, that it'll say, slichas is for other people. But for me, I'm busy learning Torah, so therefore, I don't need to say slichos. I'll put my emphasis on Torah. Chas v'shalom, adarabba. The people that are supposed to say the most slichos are the people that are learning Torah. So Rabbi Isai, what we're going to do is Hashem asiyata d'shmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. That we're going to try our hardest to tap into what's being said and what's happening here. There's something very special about slichos. Hamavdil ben Yisrael la'amim. This is our opportunity HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. A special opportunity to get close to Him as we're approaching Rosh Hashanah. So we should be able to go into Rosh Hashanah with more feeling. Go into Rosh Hashanah with more of a connection, with more of a relationship, and be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Bni Bechor Yisrael Asher Bechor Espor. The same way we can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down on us. And he says, Mi Kamcha Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz. And then that Tzchus should be Zoyche, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should write us all. Aksiva V'chasim HaToyva.